There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What's up, every motherfucker? Here's Pascal Cameron, the real fucking host of that fucking two drink minimum, that motherfucking podcast with those fucking asshole and those bitch under. You fuck yourself. Now this podcast gonna be great. It's over, okay? Those fucking pantas. With pantas, you lose your job. What you think about that?
I don't think I'm just Pantelis.
That's what I thought, bitch. And then Mike White, what you do now that you, like, you just won your fucking pro set and then you just, you're nothing. You don't have any personality without Le Petit Jérémy. So shut your fucking mouth. I don't care. And Poseidon, just go in the river and die. Drown your fucking self. And then fucking, and now that's my new podcast. I'm gonna be alone in that fucking two drink minimum, you know? So now we're gonna talk about my favorite subject, racism. Fuck black.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. I just saw a 51-year-old mother of two that looks 28. What are you going to do? The man in front of me has also seen a lot of hotties. It's comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our friend there is Sexy Sidon.
Yeah, Sexy Sidon.
You look good. You look good this week.
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah. Not thinner, but happier.
You look.
I think it's because you filled up the facial hair.
I think so. Also, I got a special brush. Okay.
Okay. For your teeth?
For horses?
No. It's called boar bristle hairbrush.
For boars.
And it's amazing.
Oh, really?
It's from boars.
I think it's boars.
And boars. Maybe from boars for boars.
Yeah. Is it that brush that comes with horses. A glove so that the boar can't bite you while you're petting him, while you're combing his...
Did you buy it for your girlfriend so she could defend herself against you whenever you get aroused?
And it's really rough hair. And it's basically for people who have very rough hair as well. So I use it now, but I don't even use gel anymore. I comb my hair, bro. Amazing.
So you use a thing for animals to comb your hair?
It's basically...
it checks out.
Black people use the same brush.
Whoa!
It's true!
Whoa!
It's true! It's a hairdresser.
You're going down that route, Pascal Cameron.
You're using, like, the thing, like...
No. It's out here. I'll show it to you guys.
Okay. All right, I like that he has to
boar
Google
bristle
it.
Brush.
It's like, I'm going to talk about this off the top, so I'm not going to have it ready.
I didn't have this prepared.
So it's just an old-timey fucking
it's this
house
one
on
specifically.
The prairie, little house on the prairie
yeah,
brush.
Yeah, it's this.
It's a brush.
Yeah, my grandmother was born in the 1800s, and that's what she had.
Yeah.
But I've discovered this recently.
Yeah.
Oh, it is a new discovery for your people.
Yeah.
I mean, retards.
Did you? So you bought it new? Did you buy it on Amazon?
New, yeah, on Amazon. It was like $30, but
you
worth
could have
every
just
penny.
Went to any old folks' home and swapped it.
Yeah, because my dad, I just emptied out his apartment, and my mom, I took a brush that looks exactly like that my mom had.
You could have given it to him.
I could have given it to him. Yeah.
That's a good business idea. From boars for boars.
What? Why not make from boars for whores? That's way better.
Yeah.
From boars for whores.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one's good too.
So those thick, when your hair is filled with cum and it's hard.
Oh.
It's a great business
it
model.
It is. Hey, yeah. I mean, it works. If
so
it works,
why
it works.
Did you, or like, it works really well.
Yeah.
But you didn't know anyone that had this.
I didn't know until
so
I dyed my hair blonde.
Why did you order it?
Well, when I dyed my hair blonde.
Okay.
It was the hairdresser that was like, yo, like my boyfriend's black and like, this is the best.
But so you're like thin, white, blonde hair.
No, I have.
She was like, my boyfriend's black.
No, I have thick hair.
That's not how the conversation. I was there. He was being very creepy, and she goes, "I have a boyfriend." He's like, "It's not gonna stop me. He's black."
Like,
whoa!
Lock the door! Lock the door! Yeah, because I remember when you got your haircut.
You guys gotta stop.
When you got your haircut, you told me I wasn't there, and you were like, she was hitting on me like crazy.
I never
she
said that.
She wanted to bang me like crazy. Yeah. And then Big I asked news. Him, and he was like, she didn't hit on him at all. No, so this is how you thought she hit on you.
I never said that.
My boyfriend, he's lies. Black. I don't want to fuck you, lady.
That's not what
I... That's exactly what you told me. You said she wanted to bang you.
I never said that.
You said that.
When did I say this?
You said that when as soon happened. As you stepped out of the hairdresser. Yeah.
What?
You still had that cape
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and I was like, that's not what I saw. And you're like, bro, trust me.
This is fake news. This is
real news, 100%. No, this is... I have witnesses that can corroborate this story.
You told me that right away.
Yeah, yeah.
Right away.
Because he even asked me.
What are you talking about? Said, you weren't there.
I don't know if...
Yeah, because you told me she wanted to fuck you, and I was like, did she want to fuck him? And he was like, no.
I didn't see it.
This is
the way I saw it, I didn't see that at all.
This is... What's the word I'm looking for? Not entrapment? Fuck, what's the fucking word?
No, this is us.
This is not entrapment.
This is us recapping a story that you told me.
No. But I never said that.
This is me being verbatim.
I never did.
100% you did.
This is me saying verbatim what you said.
You did.
I didn't.
And you also said it to other people too who asked me.
What are you talking about?
You did. You said it.
I never said she wanted to bang me.
Mikey?
Did you think she wanted to bang
me? No.
Then why did I think that? Why did a bunch of other people think that?
Yeah. I don't fucking know. But you said she was cool.
Oh, you said she was cool.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that is what you said. You forgot clearly, but
I didn't forget.
There
I never said that.
Are you said it to, yeah.
Are you crazy? I'm not gonna say that.
You did.
What?
You did. You said it to Mike, yeah, and then that's why he asked me, and then I said, look, I was there. I didn't see it.
Maybe I meant it like as a joke, but I never...
Sarcastically? She wants to bang me.
But I never said that.
I mean, sarcastic. She thinks I'm disgusting.
And I don't remember saying that, first of all. And I just said she was cool. That's it.
Cool the way that a prostitute is cool?
Nah, just... Huh.
Cool like the way a one-night stand is cool? Or on a scale of one-night stand to prostitute, how cool is she?
Anyways, I'm going to tell you something after this, because I could blow up your spot right now, but I won't do it. I'll do it after
what
the show.
What do you mean?
Because you said it to other people too, but I'll do it after the show because I don't want to put you on the spot. Yeah, but it's cool. You're misremembering, but trust me, we remember. I look like an elephant. We have the memory of one.
Hold on. I never.
You definitely did.
Yeah.
Oh, you...
1,000%, yeah.
You were sure that she wanted to suck your dick.
Yeah.
You even told me, like, since she came to the Bell Center, you're like, when I talked to her, you're like...
She was not at the Bell Center?
Yeah, she was at the party, and she was like, hey, I could cut your hair. And then you were like, she wants to fuck me.
Nah, you guys are full of shit. You guys are full of...
It's true.
Nah. This is false accusations.
Yeah. Anyways, I'll remind you of something, but after the show.
Okay.
All right, I'm not gonna put you that much on the spot, because I could corner you. I don't want to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a caged beast. If you corner him too much, he's going to flip the table.
So you got that brush for
horses.
Horses.
Yeah, from boars.
Okay.
For
is
horses.
It really from boars, or they just say that?
And then, look, they say it's the hair of a boar, bro. What do you want me to tell you? I don't know how true that is.
It was ivermectin that they were saying was for horses.
Yeah.
So do you think when he heard about the ivermectin, he was like, I wonder what kind of brush I use? Because I know it works for COVID.
Yeah.
How about the beautiful hair, though?
It might.
Because horses have beautiful hair.
Yeah, they do.
Like, for real. They have nice, like, 1980s rock star hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, very
effeminate.
Yeah. Like
Fabio.
Like, what's his name? The guy in Skid Row? Sebastian Bach.
Oh, very Sebastian Bach.
They got Sebastian Bach hair.
Sebastian Bach looks like a trans woman a bit now.
He does. What? He looks like a trans horse.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's true. I'm just saying how he looks. It's not a bad thing. It's just,
but every old rock star.
But
looks
him
like
and Mickey Rourke, same thing.
Fuck.
It's just how they look. It's an
the
observation.
The Aerosmith guy. What's the name of the Aerosmith guy?
Oh, what's his name, bro?
He does look kind of funny.
Alicia Silverstone's father. What the fuck's his name?
Let's see.
Why am I blanking on Aerosmith?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's too late. We're doing these podcasts too late now.
Monty Silverstone.
No, that is
That is Monty Silverstone.
Type in Aerosmith.
Monty Silverstone, which is that's the most Jewish name I've ever heard in my life.
Hold on, Aerosmith.
Monty Silverstone
is the rock band.
Yeah.
And it has the members. Okay, it has Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler.
Okay. Steven Tyler, aka Monty Silverstone.
Yeah, Monty Silverstone.
But
Steven
Tyler looks like a lady now. Like, right?
Yeah, he looks like everyone's aunt.
Steven Tyler's sexy, sexy mother. He looks like every 78-year-old hottie. Like, he looks like what the Golden Girls really were, like, in real life. Like, he looks like an old Miami boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, images.
Yeah.
Oh, with a bun.
Yeah, yeah, look at that. God damn it.
She's she went to, like, a book reading.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's a super...
That lady is going to suck your dick dry.
But she's an old school feminist, yeah. So she's like, I'm keeping my lady beard.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit, that looks like a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude looks like a lady.
Apparently it's he's ma'am. Got a really big dick. He used to have a song called Suck on My Big 10 Inch.
Look.
Oh, shit.
So gentleman? If you write a song, Suck on My Big 10 Inch, you look, have to have a 10-inch cock.
A gentleman doesn't kiss and tell, but I'm going to tell you something.
But a lady does.
It was huge. But a lady does, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, apparently I've heard that he had a big dick. Him, Gene Simmons, and there's a couple of the rock stars, they would bang to a comical level, apparently.
Okay.
Like and the other guy from not AC/DC, from the Rolling Stones. What's his name? Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger.
Apparently, they would fuck at a comical level.
Okay,
like is one of those like you see in like movies, like
banging four chicks a day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like being like, you're damn. On stage in an hour. I gotta fuck my fifth one, and then like stuff like that. Yeah.
God
yeah,
damn, yeah.
They were comical level fucking.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a different time. The time of the you old school
and,
rock star.
You were banging chicks that were hot on the comical level.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's the difference. That's the difference. But it's true. They would the rock star, the old rock stars. Dude, they would do whatever they wanted. Really?
I wonder how happy like a guy like Mick Jagger is that Me Too hit like 40 years after his sexual prime. Because like all of the chicks that these guys were banging during the Me Too era, there would have been girls that would have been like, he treated me like garbage.
I was 14.
I was the yeah. And no. I was the fourth that day. Yeah. But in the 70s... If she was like, I was a fourth that day, people would be like, quit bragging, yeah. You whore. You fucking dumb whore.
When you get to number three and higher, yeah. Whore, then you brag.
Yeah. You're not even times. First string.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're a fourth string whore. Whore is my
That's
favorite.
Funny.
Yeah. That, the one thing I like from the New York accent is how they say coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah, they add a W.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
The W. That
yeah, the Long Island.
Yeah. Can I get a cup of coffee? They had a W doesn't exist. Mm.
It sounds like they're messing with you.
Coffee.
Can I get some coffee?
If you don't like the New York accent, you're a fucking cocksucker. You just don't like it. That's a good accent.
It's a very good accent.
Because it's Boston, too. I like accents. Like, caffey. That's a real accent. Coffee. Yeah.
No, Boston is caffey.
Yeah. Boston is blacks in my neighborhood. That's what it is.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah,
I want to hear your because your Boston accent sounds nothing like Boston.
Yeah.
Oh, do the Boston accent?
Oh, I have. I was just. I could just do words like coffee.
I could macaques. Just do words. Do an accent. I could just speak.
Yeah. I can't do the accent. I can just say words with the accent.
Yeah, like I don't know. Ma, like go get me macaques. Like.
Go get me my khaki.
My khakis, you know?
My khakis. Okay, my khakis.
I never said it was good, though.
Yeah, my Simon khakis. Assumes that everyone outside of Montreal is a cartoon.
Go get me my khaki.
Firecrackers, man.
It sounds like he's doing an impression of a Boston bird. Like it's a parakeet or a parrot.
You're the reason why there was the Boston Marathon bombing. He was trying to end this.
No. Well, no, because it was the guy. There's the guy on TikTok with a creepy cat, and
Widow.
And he's from Boston. He's like, "Ma, the fucking cat!" And he's yelling.
Oh, he's talking about the what's his name?
Yeah, the cat with the weird eyes.
Michael. It's not the cat. It's what's his name, bro? The Jewish guy who thinks he's black, who hates Ari Shaffir.
Oh, Michael. Fuck, I keep forgetting everyone's name. The redhead that
is he a comic?
Yeah, he was in a Spike Lee movie.
Yeah.
Michael Rapaport.
Right, that fucking loser. Yeah, him. That's who he's talking about. Yeah.
Does Michael Rapaport hate Ari Shaffir?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he does.
Well, that was my reference.
About Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
And Michael Rapaport said, "You can't talk about my black brothers like that." And it was just a joke.
Was he serious or was he joking?
No, he was serious. He hated him.
He hates, like, I saw a Michael Rapaport thing that he's pissed at Kanye. But,
Because he's a racist.
Because he's a racist, but Michael Rappaport is a Jewish guy that pretends to be black. So yeah.
Oh, I was talking about Rappaport.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, why are you pretending to be black? Like, no one... Is Rappaport, is he Jewish? He's not Jewish.
He's Jewish.
Is he?
Yeah.
They're red-headed, they're ginger Jews?
Well, they're not accepted by the rest of the tribe, okay. I assume, but they're there. Poseidon, you said you have big news for us.
Yo.
And you said we're going to be excited.
Trump.
If you lied...
No.
If you lied, we're going to call the hairdresser right now on air. So, do I put my headphones on?
Yes. Okay. This trailer is epic.
And it's something about Donald Trump?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. He better be punching a kitty. Oh, and that's nice. He's a testosterone man.
Testosterone man.
Big T.
Big Tizzy.
Oh, no, I can't see the play button.
By the way, I don't know. Yeah, you can't all see the bottom button? Left. Bottom left. Bottom left. There we go. Keep going. There you go. Just click.
Oh, fuck.
Just click.
Fuck.
Just click on it. Just click on it.
Hit the space bar. Hit the space bar.
It doesn't work. It's a shitty media player.
Just click on it.
It won't let me.
Just click, bro. You're not clicking.
Get out of full screen. Hit play. And then.
That's it, bro. What's wrong?
There you go. God damn. And then full screen.
I don't think
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump. Hopefully your favorite president of all time. Better than Lincoln.
What?
With an important announcement.
Better than Washington.
I'm doing my first official Donald J. Trump NFT collection right here and right now.
This is the greatest
thing.
They're
called
Trump Digital Trading Cards. These cards feature some of the really incredible artwork.
What is that? That is not a real.
My life and
these
my
aren't real
career.
Photos. This life
is hit pause. You can collect
your Trump.
Hold on, they won't let me.
Because
oh, okay.
I saw all of these pictures, and I thought these were liberal people that hated Trump.
Yeah.
That I was like, look at them making fun of Trump, that he's all thin and he's got the six pack. But it's actually
He was never
Trump.
In a space suit. He never went to the moon.
He did, though. I think he did.
Let's play
he's better than that, but there's something funny about that because you know that he knows that he's not better than Washington, but he's like, this is going to piss people off.
I think that's why he's doing it. He's dude,
I'm better than Washington.
Troll ever.
I'm better than Lincoln.
Cards, just like a baseball card or other collectibles. Here's one of the best parts. Each card comes with an automatic chance to win amazing prizes like dinner with me.
What? I don't
know, that's an amazing prize. But it's what we have.
Hold on.
Or golf with you and a group of your friends at one of my beautiful golf courses, and they are beautiful. I'm also doing Zoom calls, a one-on-one meeting,
Jesus
autographing memorabilia, and so much more.
We're doing and he's signing
my official Trump digital.
What is that?
Hit pause. When he was doing the autograph, he was signing a digital reader.
Yeah.
Which means that the autographs are just, he signed it once and then they just printed on everything.
Yeah, why do you gotta ruin it for these morons?
$9, which doesn't sound like
that
very
cold
much
bar?
For what you're getting. Buy one
doesn't
and you
sound
will
like
join
very much
a
for what
very exclusive
Can
community.
Can I have a helicopter?
It's my community. And I think it's something you're going to like and you're going to like it a lot. They also make perfect gifts.
You can like it a lot.
So you can nice. Buy them with your credit card or crypto. All you need
is
an
gifts?
Email address. Go to collecttrumpcards.com and buy your Trump digital trading cards.
You know
cards
who's
going right to
buy these?
Before they are.
For real?
Mental
patients. It's only people that are a little, not even right-leaning. I don't think that like Trump fans are going
to
buy these.
No, they don't
it's
know
It's
going to
be
internet.
People that are either in the middle or a bit on the right that have people that hate Trump. And you're like, I'm going to piss my Aunt Ethel off. She's going to lose her shit when I give her fucking Donald Trump with the fucking laser eyes.
Do I play the rest?
Yeah, let's see what he's got.
Are all gone and they will be gone.
Does he do a thing this like if you order now in the next 24 hours?
Oh,
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Official Trump trading official. Card NFT.
He has no idea what NFT is.
He has no idea what he's saying.
Go to collect.
Bro, look at that! What is that?
Christmas
bro, this
is
coming.
Jesus
Christ.
And this makes a great
this is We're in the
Christmas
Twilight Zone. I can't believe this is real. This
no
was the present.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Bro, the laser eyes!
Dude, this is amazing.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
What
but
does that
he's
mean?
Selling things.
Yeah, how are there
he's
no
like,
purchase necessary?
Hey, if you want to buy this...
You don't have to
you
buy
don't,
it.
You're buying this for $99. You don't have to buy it. And it's void.
He is once you defeat all the once you defeat all the infomercial bosses, he's the final boss.
Yeah.
Oh wow. You know what? I don't think he's even dropped down. I think he just gained a level. This is
this is insane. So funny. He's the Willy Wonka of America.
He's definitely insane though.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know it's fucked up that I feel bad for people that are still like super all in with Trump.
Yeah.
Because he was funny. And
he's hilarious.
But you're like, this is out of control.
The problem is that they're both, even Biden right now, is lost. He doesn't know. He's just signing random shit like, we're going to give another $888 billion. We don't even have that money. They said something for the defense fund now. They signed something this week. And then people are like, that money doesn't exist. Stop signing shit.
You know what the problem with America is right now? Is presidents aren't old enough. I think they should be... over 90.
Yeah, you need a mature president.
Why would you get a president in his
80s? It's so stupid.
Fucking whippersnapper. Fucking punk ass kid.
Fucking selling his NFTs online.
He's young
digital
people. Talking about his fucking Walkmans and his NFTs.
Fucking Gen Zers, bro. He's there with his laser cats.
Fucking
what is going
millennial
on?
Fags.
Did they add a millennial fag for 4 years? And now they have one of these Gen Zers taking over just signing shit?
I want a president that is like, okay, we need a good radio campaign.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Oh, that's funny.
This is so disgusting.
It's crazy though. Like when you think about it, America, like the good years are kind of done. I think though America is still like a great place, but you need to get someone at least. Like I'm fucking 49 and I feel old.
Yeah.
Get someone that's at least younger than me or my age to run the fucking country. You don't want someone that's fucking 80. Why would you have someone that's 80?
But that's the only people that go. I mean, unless you're, because you know what happens? The career politicians, they go in there young. Like, you know, these politicians that are there, Cortez, all these people. They steal money for years. And then they made all these friends. They're at the higher, and they take turns. And now they'll represent. It's never like some guy out of the blue. It's very rare. Trump did it because he had
Trump
to do it.
Trump
was out of the blue, but he was off of his mind.
And he's like, he's a carny.
Yeah, he just did it for the gag. Just because they told him, fuck you, can't. Yeah. And he's like, all right, Obama, I see you. That's all it was. If Obama didn't talk shit, Trump would have never existed.
Do you think?
So I thank Obama every day because Trump provided us 4 years of content, of stuff that in your wildest dreams you would have never imagined a president of a first world country would have been able to say or do. So it was magical and we should appreciate for what it was instead of hating. Mm. It was so great.
He was very funny.
So amazing.
He best crowd work I've ever seen. But
dude, you said most of
for real. He fucking, people that go, oh, Russell Peters is amazing.
No.
Have never seen Trump talk about China.
Yeah. To the news outlets. Yeah, it's the best. He's like, shut up, fake news. You, Independent Post, high school. High school. All right, not this CNN fake shit. You tell me what you got, kid.
Everyone always shows that clip of Trump when he talks to the journalist and he goes like, but imagine a fucking, like, I think he was just a candidate at that point, but imagine being a candidate and seeing someone that has fucking cerebral palsy and going, okay, I think it's a good idea to go.
You see this fucking midterm with his questions.
Jesus
and that was the
prize. But you could tell that he was like, I remember I did that in fucking grade 8 and people ate that shit up.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I think it still works.
That's what it was. I think this gag carries over.
Goddamn.
Yeah, this is a carryover.
Do you guys think he's doing this just so in the future?
Fun.
Yeah, of course. But just so in the future as well, so people could look back and be like, bro, what the fuck was going on?
Can I just say something? Let's be honest, Mike. This guy's a billionaire, right?
Yeah.
If you were a billionaire, you'd probably be doing worse.
I don't even
I
think
I
would.
I think
though.
You'd be on Parliament Hill with a flamethrower. Be like, we're going to burn crime. you're just be quick. And you're like, they're not going to vote for me. And then they vote for you and be like, this is a problem.
Yeah. It's a problem. I think, though, yeah, probably for real. Trump at first, it started as a goof. Mm. And then he was like, I can't believe the people in the red states think they're like, no one represents the working man except for that billionaire that was born a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
He's one of us.
He's like, I can't believe this is happening. Yeah. I thought I was just going to fuck around a bit.
This is wacky.
You're
going
to pay me to stop?
Yeah.
And I won. There's like the digital trading cards.
You know what's fucked up, though? I
realized. Lasers coming out of his eyes. I was better than Lincoln, better than Washington. Bro, it's like a sketch.
It's like a mixtape.
Remember last week I was telling you how when I saw Christine Morancy a French comic, that she relates so much with like working class people. And I was like, I don't think I relate. All of my stories, no one will, people will be like, what the fuck is this shit? It's all stories about renting helicopters. And but I think when you look at Trump, I can be the working man's
Trump.
Fucking, yeah, I can be the.
I made it.
I'm the comedy Trump.
Yeah, I made it. I was like you, but I'm not inbred. Yeah. And he just fuck with him. That's all he's doing. He's just fucking with people. Dude, laser eyes.
That's nuts, yeah.
Do you think that's crazy. Why, like, you know how oftentimes people talk shit about him, go, he's fucking dumb, he puts ketchup on steak. But that makes him seem kind of like a simpleton.
Yeah.
So that if you're poor and you're like, oh, fucking, yes, steak and ketchup sounds makes good.
He's trolling. Yeah.
I put ketchup on steak.
But that's the point. Exactly. That's what he's doing. That's how he got your vote.
Do you put ketchup on steak for real?
Yeah. Depends on steak, though.
I mean, to be fair, he puts steak on his ketchup. He doesn't have big
steak. No. I used to, because my mother used to, because Greek immigrants.
Whoa.
But you were born. You grew up in an Albanian household.
No.
You were born in Quebec, though.
Yeah.
So you're not a Greek immigrant.
No.
Let
my
me
mother.
See if it's valid. Let me see what's
going
to
say. No. Because my mother, I don't know why, but everyone, and even his mother too, they burn. It's like well done.
It's not everyone in Greece, it's just my mom did that too.
So even though my mother would add spices.
My dad, I didn't know my dad was Greek, but I think a lot of old people.
Like well
done. Because anyone that comes from, like my dad is from here, but since he grew up poor, so you get shitty meat that you gotta fucking burn or else your family's gonna die.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So they got used to it. They can't eat it. It disgusts them because they never had it.
Like my dad, I remember the first time we went to a kind of a fancy restaurant and he ordered steak well done. And they were like, sir, we can't cook it well done. He was like, I want it well done. They were like, okay. So they cooked it and came back. It was a little pink. And he was like, I want it well done. And then he sent it back like four times until it was just disgusting. Until it was just like he was eating basically fucking... like plastic.
Yeah, it's almost like eating coal.
And then he still talks about that. Like that, this happened in like 1982. And sometimes he'll be like, remember that fucking, that restaurant? They pretend like they're fucking high class. I asked well done and I had to send it back four times because they're stupid.
My mom's the same way. She's like, it's not cooked. Yeah, they don't know.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
Yeah, so I used to put ketchup on steak.
So ketchup is better than cooked, black steak, I guess.
I do it way less now. From time to time, I still do it just for, like, if there's fries, it'll kind of, like, mix there with the fries and the steak and shit.
Okay. I don't like putting ketchup on the steak because I feel like it removes the flavor that I want of the steak because ketchup's strong.
Yeah. I prefer barbecue
ketchup
sauce, though.
Ketchup takes over, because barbecue sauce, too, is strong. It takes over whatever you put in it. So let's say barbecue sauce with the steak and fries. The only thing that's going to change is the texture. It's going to taste like barbecue sauce. It's so strong.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very potente.
Well, depends how much you dip. If you just go like a...
You know, like Frank's Red Hot sauce that they put on everything, they say? Yeah. You know, that's like... There's a couple of meals that I've noticed I put some... It changes the whole meal. Like, for the better.
Really?
Try an omelet with Frank's Red Hot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Changes the game.
Oh. Yeah.
Whenever you have bland food... Like, because an omelet is
pretty bland.
Good.
Yeah, there's nothing.
It's disgusting, but the texture is nice.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you put a hot sauce, amazing. Then, yeah.
Hold on. Do you put the hot sauce in the eggs before you batter them?
I jam it up my ass.
he's also a vegan.
Yeah.
He's not going to eat eggs.
So I don't
eat
eggs.
I know, but I'm just curious, like, how you do it. Do you put it in, like, because you know
so
you
you're
got
not
for
talking
the omelet?
To me anymore?
No, I'm talking to, like, in general. I don't know if you guys have done this.
I'm representing society. No, you put it after, once it's cooked. You're not going to cook
it. Like a sauce on the side. Like
on top of it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Okay.
Delicious.
Okay.
Yeah. For you, if you want, put some Nutella in.
You know what I hate, though? I love hot sauce. I fucking hate Chipotle sauce. Do you
like Chipotle? Chipotle the restaurant?
No, the sauce.
I never had that.
Like, the other day, I was...
It's like guacamole.
No, it's and they have like there's what's a company that it's like the competitor for Tabasco, but it's a wooden top.
Oh, I know.
The Mexican brand, whatever.
I never got it.
I really like that sauce. And the other day I got that sauce, and then it was Chipotle.
I never tried it. Disgusting.
I fucking hate it.
I would have not tried it, but now that you told me this, I'm gonna actively make sure I grab a bottle.
Try
I
it.
Get Chipotle.
Cholula.
Yeah, Cholula, but they have the Chipotle version.
And if you don't like it, I won't like it, that's for sure.
I've never been to the Chipotle restaurant because I hate the sauce.
Chipotle, I've been to the restaurant. I like the restaurant, but I don't know what they put in it. Okay. When I've been there, I ordered like basic burritos. I don't even put guacamole.
Like, I didn't even know Chipotle was a sauce. I thought it was a restaurant. Me too. And when I saw it was a sauce, I was like, what a dumb name for a restaurant. That's like if you had a restaurant that was called barbecue sauce. Come to barbecue sauce.
Come to barbecue. Well, barbecues, I guess. But I know me, when I went there, I just ordered the burrito, but they even had to go, you want guac? And I was like, no, because I don't know what it is, and it sounds disgusting. Yeah. Guac sounds like a duck coming.
Guac, it sounds like a duck choking on something.
Guac! Yes. It's true, eh? A chipotle is a smoked hot chili pepper used in Mexican cooking.
Yeah, it sounds delicious. Yeah. There's a smoky taste that isn't fun.
You said smoking, you said pepper, you said Mexican. Yeah. I love all three of them.
Yeah, with chicken, I find with chicken it goes okay. Not the best, but anything else, eh.
That means he loves that sauce, but since I said it was disgusting, no. He doesn't want to be judged.
He's like, I'm not weird. He's like, I'm not weird. Not,
yeah. Like a Chipotle wrap is good. I like a Chipotle wrap.
You're disgusting. You disgust me.
Disgusting person. How do you live with yourself? Disgusting.
I had this week, I was in Quebec City for my dad because he's we put him in a home. And
it's about goddamn time.
Yeah, it's about God. And you know what's fucked up though? I found out I made his life miserable because I put him in a home. He was in the hospital and he told me, okay, I can't live in my apartment anymore. I gotta be in a home. And he said, I'm thinking about this place or this place. So I went home, I Googled both places. One of the places was shit. The other one was good.
Seems like a clear choice.
Went to the one that was cheapest. And I went to the good place, and there was one room available. So I was like, okay, I want my dad in. I signed all the paperwork. I paid. But I didn't realize, in his old folks' home, most people there's 16 residents, 13 have Alzheimer's, and 3 don't. But since I told the lady, I was like, look, I'm legally allowed to sign, so I'm signing for my dad. I'm paying for everything. She thought my dad had Alzheimer's. So my dad, since he's been in there, he's been saying like, hey, I want this. And she's like, of course you want that. Like she's been treating him like a fucking, like a buffoon that doesn't have a brain. And then he was telling me, she fucking doesn't listen to me. And then yesterday when she was like, can we talk? And then she was like, the thing you signed, that's not legal because I thought that you were signing because your dad isn't mentally capable of signing. I was like, no, my dad's
good. He's just an asshole.
Yeah, I was like, no, he's just, his body isn't good, but his brain is perfect. And then she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I've been treating him like a fucking baby. Aww. Yeah.
Hey, I'm a little hungry. Yeah. Are you hungry? Yeah. Are you hungry? Aww. Probably go crazy. Yeah. Like, why is this bitch making fun of me?
Oh, yeah. That's fucked up.
Oh, and I met when we were emptying his apartment. This is when I saw how big podcasts are now.
Yeah.
I'm emptying his apartment. There was a lady that my dad kind of dated. She's probably in her like late 80s. And she's a super nice lady. She's a Irish lady that moved from Ireland like 30 or 40 years ago, met a Quebecer, got married, had kids, and probably like 50 years ago. Yeah, moved to Quebec, had kids, got married, whatever, in whatever order. And then she was telling me, she was like, yeah, I wrote a book about my moving from Ireland to Quebec and how it is going from Ireland to a French province and not knowing the language and learning the language and
that's
blah blah blah.
That's impressive though, being Irish and being able to write is
and she was like, I wrote this book for my grandkids, and she was like, I realized my grandkids don't give a fuck about me. Give a fuck.
They're drunk all the time. They're fighting in bars.
And she told me, she was like, they're gonna pretend when I die. It was so cute, like how honest she was. She was like, when I die, they're gonna pretend like they care for a week. So they're going to start reading the book. They're not even going to get to the end. Oh. And they don't care. But she was like, you know what they do care about? Podcasts. I'm going to start a podcast. She was like, I want to start podcast about how it is for old people in Quebec City. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, old people would like that. And then she was talking, because my dad's blind now. And he can't. What? Like, I got him Audible. so that he could listen to audiobooks, but he can't fucking press play because he can't see it. And Audible is too stupid to have, like, on Alexa or Google Play to go, hey, Google, play Audible. They don't have that yet.
Well, they don't?
So, no, they don't. So she was like, so older blind people can only listen to podcasts. So she was like, I want to get podcasts for old people. And I was like, oh, fuck. So I was trying to give her pointers. And she was like, no, no, I got my, I contacted an organization in Quebec City. They hired a guy. He rented a studio. I'm going to go in. I'm going to do my podcast. And I was like, that is fucking, like, I was holy so shit. Happy. Yeah,
but I wish it was in Montreal. She'd come to the studio.
Yeah,
you could produce her show banger.
Yeah, hell like, yeah. Wait, fun. What?
you
by the way,
banger.
No, no.
There was something cool about her though that I thought was really guys, weird because she's been in Quebec I think for like probably 40 or 50 years, and she still has the thick Irish accent. And the reason why she has that thick Irish accent is her husband was French-Canadian. So she only spoke in French to her husband. And then she spoke English to her family in Ireland whenever she was on the phone.
She didn't have anyone else to speak
English
to.
So she, like, you know how people, if you move from Ireland after 10, 20 years, you start sounding, eventually you sound Canadian. For a while, you sound like you're from the Maritimes.
Yeah.
But her, she still sounds like she's fucking in you too. Like, she sounds like Bono.
Oh, it's
So she's laundering money.
And she's opposite of Madonna.
Yeah.
Madonna went to London for 3 weeks, and it's like, cherry out chums, I'm out here in England. You ever seen Madonna's fake accent?
No.
Yeah.
Which was there
Madonna's got a good fake accent.
Yeah, yeah. She was there for three weeks, and she's like, it's just, it comes to you. And she's like, it was so awful. And people were like, what the fuck? The English were like, that's not even a real English accent. Oi, matey, it is. Like, that's a pirate. That's not a real English accent, you know?
I saw the... Did you see
the... Got scare me.
Did you see the Weird Al Yankovic movie?
No, is it good?
It's not good, but it's kind of good. But what's crazy is Madonna in that... the character of Madonna is a crazy bitch that tries to murder him.
I like this.
Yeah.
My favorite new Montreal comic here in English is a guy who looks just like...
like Weird Al?
Weird Al, yeah. Okay. George Asili.
Okay.
He's from Ottawa. He moved here for comedy.
Oh, yeah. I know that guy. He's like borderline autistic.
Yeah. Oh, bro. He's my boy.
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious. And he told us on Comfort Zone.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Do you know what he told us on Comfort Zone?
Did he go on Comfort Zone?
Yeah. He comes every week. He has a gimmick on Comfort Zone. He has to try to act normal. So he's trying to tell jokes without ripping people. And it's the funniest fucking thing. And he told us a story on Comfort Zone last week about the first time he ever did a mic. And that's when I already knew this guy's a comic. Like, this guy's my kind of comic. But I knew he was one of the boys. He was one of us. As soon as he said his first time on stage, he goes, so he shows up there. He's supposed to open mic. He didn't know how it was going to go. And, you know, he's tensed up. He's a little awkward. Yeah, he's awkward. So he has his backpack. So they call him to go on stage. So he didn't know what to do. He throws his backpack in the middle of the room, goes on stage, and then he looks around. He goes, all right, you motherfuckers better laugh or I'm detonating the bomb inside that fucking backpack. And he was all straight faced and serious. So everyone fucking panicked.
Oh my God.
Everyone fucking panicked.
That's a good joke.
It was amazing. He said that, and I was like, he's one of us. He's 100% one of us.
Yeah, he reminded me of, I forget what the name of that comic was, but on Last Comic Standing the first year, there was this weird guy that kind of looked like he was homeless. Like, he had homeless vibe.
He was good?
And he was very funny. But that guy seemed homeless, too. When
yeah,
I
George,
talked
when
him,
he first, yeah, because he was cause very...
He told me, too. He was like, you live in Longueuil? And I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, you used to live in Longueuil. And I was like, where? And he was like, yeah, there's like a park next to the river.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, oh, those apartments? He was like, no, the park.
He's hilarious.
So I don't know if he slept in his car or he had a tent.
So funny.
And he wasn't joking.
No, he's not joking. Because he moved here. It was hard in the beginning to move here. Now he's settled in. But we're gonna get him on some podcast.
He has a bathroom and everything.
Yeah, he has a bathroom and everything. Oh, he's living better than Poseidon.
Fucking but sweet life.
He had no steam. But for real, we have to get him on some podcast. Yeah. This guy's hilarious.
Yeah, he's very funny. When we did that... The jazz place.
Yes, that's where you got to see him. I told you, watch this guy.
He was really good.
Yeah,
he was
really good.
Very good one-liners.
Yeah, and we've been saying for years, like, it's hard sometimes in English here to find comics that are like us, that, you know, and him, Harrison. Yeah, they're all...
The autistics.
We're a crew. We're the autistics. Yeah. That's it. That's our crew.
Every autistic person except for Stephen Levesque.
Yeah. I haven't seen him in years.
I haven't seen him either. Today I got nervous because I hired 1-800-GOT-JUNK to get rid of all my dad's
shit. Does that work?
It works. Super expensive, but it works.
Okay.
Like they the first time I hired them was when I moved to my house, and I didn't know how it worked. When you hire 1-800 got junk, they go in your house and you go throw this out, throw Poseidon out. Throw my coat out, and then they calculate. They go, okay, this will fit in this big of a box, so it's a $200. You're like, okay, but if you bring your garbage to the side of the road and it's in garbage bags, they charge you per size. So like a garbage bag with pillows is the same price as a sofa or a lazy boy.
If it's the same size.
It
takes the same space, yeah.
So I remember the first time I hired them to make their life easy, I'd brought everything on the, like it was on the sidewalk. They showed up and they were like, yeah, that's $800. And I was like, that's fucking insane. That's so expensive. And, but I only thought that, and I was like, okay, take it. And they charged me $800. And then I got an email and it was like, do you want a review? Got junk, so I was like, okay. So I reviewed it, and then I was like, yeah, it's too expensive. It's too expensive. And then the owner called me, and he was like, yeah, you think it's too expensive? I was like, yeah, you fucking charge me $800 for garbage on the side of the... I could have brought this to the dump. And he goes, yeah, but like when I'm hungry, I can make a steak myself, but if I go to a restaurant, it's more expensive.
This is true.
And I was like, yeah, that's a very good point. That's a good point.
And
then he was
point.
Like, yeah, yeah. And the same thing, like, I can make my friends laugh, but they're not going to laugh as hard as when you're on stage. And I was like, oh, thank you. And then he was like, yeah, when's your next show? I'm going to buy... And while I was on the phone with him, he bought 12 tickets to one of my shows.
God,
and I was like,
damn.
Oh, I feel like garbage. I was like, I'm just going to change your review.
And then as you're about to hang up, he's like, yeah, me and my friends are coming there to take out the trash. He's all angry. God.
But yeah, so I did change a review, and it made sense. Because the guy told me, because I didn't understand, like if they come into your house and they go in your basement and get your shit out, it's worth a lot of money. But if you're just leaving it on the side of the road, it's not worth anything.
Yeah.
So, but they were amazing. They came in. They fucking they got
took
rid
my
of
dad
a lot
twice.
Of shit.
I had to bring him back in.
Yeah, it was good though.
Yeah, but are they like when they come in? Are they like peaceful? They don't break shit.
They don't break shit. The only thing that was fucked up though, and I think I got a concussion. My dad, when my dad moved into that place, he had this sort of a bookshelf that was on top of this little thing for his TV, and I guess they it was screwed in so that the bookshelf would be stable, and I guess he unscrewed it when he moved, and when they put it back on, he probably didn't have the screws. So he was like, "It's okay, just leave it like that without the screws." So the got junk guys are there, and I'm like, "I'm just gonna move the bookshelf up a bit so they can unplug stuff." And I move it up, and the fucking bookshelf fell on my head, and I was like a kids getting hurt video.
Yeah.
So I just fell on the ground. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was dizzy.
So you could have died in a bookshelf-related incident.
Yeah. And you remember, like, in New York, you saw me fall. When when something hits my
face...
You
don't protect your face.
I protect my face with my forehead.
Yeah, you do not protect your face.
So I lean in. If something's falling, I'm like, I lean in.
Yeah.
So I got hit. I got hit in the face, and I got knocked down. So it hit my face. I should stop hitting myself because I think I have a concussion. But I hit myself. I fell down, and then it hit my shoulder, and my shoulder is fucking purple.
Oh,
so my head is
must be fucked up inside.
And then yesterday, like
all
day,
what did the junk guys say when they saw you?
They're like, oh, what the fuck? And then they just they were freaking out.
When did this happen?
Yeah, yesterday morning.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
God,
so
man.
then they like picked it up. They were like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "And you know how fucking
who am I?"
Because yeah, no, but you know how guys are. I don't know. I'm like that, or like old school guys are like that. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm a man.
Yeah, I'm
a man.
So you're bleeding from your eyeball.
Yeah,
yeah, bro, like a
yeah,
pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
This but a scratch.
Yeah. Chicks bleed all the time. It's fine. It's fine.
My nose is menstruating. My nose is making babies.
Yeah, this peak male performance.
But yeah,
that's
so
funny.
So, but yesterday, like I was at my cousin's house, and I was like, I had one drink, and same thing today. I had one drink, and I was like, I'm fucking dizzy. And I'm not sure it's because of the alcohol.
Or a concussion.
I think it's a concussion.
Yeah, you got hit in the head that hard. Yeah, you got to calm down.
But it wasn't that bad. Like, because when I was thinking of, like, when we saw Ali fight. Like, it's not the same as getting a punch.
No.
So it's just, I got a punch from a fucking wooden.
Yeah, you got a jab from a wooden.
But you're not used to it.
The only thing, though, and plus, like, it's a 1970s bookshelf. Like, IKEA bookshelf falls on your head, you're like, who cares?
You need a new bookshelf.
But a 1970s bookshelf was real ass wood. Yeah. Like, it's solid. Like, everything is made out of 700 pounds.
Yeah, they don't play games, these 70s people.
Yeah. Like, we had to bring out my dad's desk, and it weighed over 200 pounds. Like, it's so expensive. It's so
heavy.
So heavy.
Yeah, all that old shit. I remember having old. You know what's fucked up? Is even TVs used to be unbearable to lift.
Yeah.
And now the only thing in my house that's really I'm dreading the move is the computer.
Yeah, that's a heavy fucking. Like, that's like picking. Yeah, that's a heavy computer.
But I needed it for the editing, but. Like, now, I guess we've advanced where I could do the
everything
same.
Everything is light except everything. For your computer.
Dude, it's comically heavy. It's like, what, 70 pounds? How much was it? It's like comedy.
It's like you're in a strongman competition. I had to lift it for you.
It's a big boulder, too. It's hard to pick up. It looks like a joke. And then you pick it up, you're like, oh, this is fucked up.
You know it's heavy, too? Like, when we were doing those ads for Polysleep, mm-hmm. and Polysleep always says, our mattresses, the antimicrobial, because they're like, mattresses are usually filled with microbes, and every 5 years, your mattress doubles in weight because of fucking dead skin and bugs and whatever. And when I first did that live read, I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? But then when I bought the country house, the mattress I have, that one of the mattresses, they're all new from Polysleep. Hey, okay, hashtag Mike Ward 20 or whatever. But one of the mattresses I had was a mattress I bought in 1998. So I've had that mattress for like 24 years.
And it was a wall.
And when I bought it, it was like... I could lift it up myself. And when I brought it in the house, we were three people. And it was like lifting
a table.
It was like lifting an aquarium full of water. Like, it was so heavy.
Oh, damn.
It was so heavy. And something that's heavy and soft. So it was like bending. But we're like, this is fucking unbearable.
If I ever move, like when I move in a year or two or whatever, I'm not. Bring the old mattress. I got the mattress 2-3 years ago when I moved in there.
Yeah.
Because of what you just told me, I'm gonna go new mattress.
Yeah, mattresses are fucking heavy.
Yeah, everything's heavy.
Yeah.
Mm. I dread thinking that. That's my one fear about moving, is I'm thinking about like washing machine, all that stuff. I'm never doing that again. Now I'm paying for movers.
Yeah.
I did in my old house, the one I went to before, because this one when I went in, I didn't really have it. It was all new stuff, so I delivered it. But I remember when I moved to the place where I was before, my friends helped me out. It was the worst day of their lives. And it was on that year, it was the hottest. It was July's hottest day of the year. It was the hottest day of the year. And at the end of the night, when everyone's drenched, it started raining like crazy. It was a terrible day for them. They hate me for it.
Did you at least pay for pizza?
Of course.
Okay.
You know what I like, though?
What business do you think I'm running?
What I like about Quebec, like, it's horrible that was the hottest day of the year. What I like about Quebec, though, that we move July 1st, so in the summer. My brother is in Calgary, and his wife called him because one of their friends was moving today, and it was minus 38 in Calgary.
Oh, goddamn.
So imagine fucking lifting. Like, I'd rather pack shit and be sweaty than be like my fucking fingers are freezing.
I'll take heat over cold any day.
Yeah, I agree with
for
you.
For moving,
Mike.
Especially.
Yeah, it's too much.
Because then you got ice, too. Imagine you slip on ice. You got a fucking 500-pound fridge.
You slip on ice and then the washing machine falls on your legs, they're broken. You're
I never got why other countries or provinces don't have that system of everyone moves on the same day.
Well, I think it's a ridiculous system, but it works. But
what I like about it, though, is since you're moving, you know that other apartments are available on the same day.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
But I think here they do it because they hate Canada.
Yeah, it's definitely just a fuck you to...
Because it's not Canada. It's like the 4th of July in the States. Everyone's like, fuck it. It's not a holiday. It's moving day.
But technically, other countries could do it June 1st or April 1st or August 1st. But here, yeah, it's just fuck you, Canada.
That's really what it is.
Yeah, yeah, it's
which
exactly
is kind of funny.
It, yeah,
it's Canada Day, not moving
yeah
day.
Quebec is so fucking petty.
It's very Trump style. You mean moving yeah day? I fucking yeah love that shit.
We should get NFTs for Quebec moving
I
day
didn't know NFTs were still a thing. I thought that
they, apparently they plummeted in price. Like,
yeah, and that's when he comes in. He's like, I got an yeah NFT for you. Yeah.
But that's where you can tell that it's over when a fucking 80-year-old man is yeah like, I'm getting into the NFT game.
Tell me about the laser eyes yeah again.
Yeah, he ruined. Yeah, when an old person, they kind of ruin it.
Yeah.
Old people?
Yeah.
You don't like old people?
No, I love old
hate
people.
Hate old people.
No, you love them in one, like you love them as sexual objects. But no. I mean, you don't respect what the fuck them.
What's the oldest person that you've had sex with?
78. I have no idea.
78, really? That's crazy.
No.
Like what you over.
Is this known as putting words in my mouth?
This okay, so we're gonna
it's
do.
Than you putting your cock in their mouth.
We're gonna do. What's the oldest person you had sex with? And we got to do like Price is Right. You got to go under. Oh. So you're saying 78?
No, 78? I never said so 78. I never. This is a lies. I don't know the old. I think it must have been like 30.
The oldest person you've yeah had sex with?
I haven't 30? Had. I missed the MILF train.
You missed the sex
the
train.
The MILF train.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I never banged the MILF.
You don't have to bang a MILF.
Really?
No.
You never had sex with anyone that had a kid?
Nope.
Interesting. Or that you know of.
Is it?
Or that I know of, yeah.
I get it. It's because to have a kid, you have to be menstruating first.
Yeah.
Is that it?
What?
Yeah, yeah.
So if they're under like 11 young or yeah 12, yeah, you can't. They can't have kids.
I fuck girls,
bastards.
Not women. You guys are disgusting. really, 30 is the oldest.
I think so. I don't know. I never. Like, if they seemed older, like, I never really asked. I didn't really care.
How old
care
are you now? You're
I'm
up
29.
To 29.
Yeah.
So you sound like a fucking pervert. The oldest person you've ever... So for you, having sex with an old lady is having sex with someone that's 1 year older than you.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I never considered like a 30-year-old an old lady.
15-year-old girls. They haven't been around the block. They don't got this instant gram.
Instant gram. That's
funny. These old whores.
401ks. Jobs. Disgusting.
Yeah, and then... I was banging. I was banging chicks around my age.
What's the youngest you've
the
ever
youngest?
Had sex with?
20.
Well,
so no, but that's not true. How old were you?
Sorry,
when
sorry
you lost your virginity.
Lies, lies. The how youngest, old? Obviously, 15 or 16.
Call cops.
Okay.
Call the cops right
but
now.
I was 15,
that
16.
Took place last week. He's 29 yeah years old. You heard bastard it here first. Last week he banged a 15-year-old.
So Jason, if you can just edit out. No! I was 15 too.
Yeah.
So make how old were you? The youngest you've had sex with, 15, 16.
Yeah.
Cut it and then put pictures of girls that are obviously like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
You guys, so much.
Something crazy out of this.
I'm just pictures of
so
JonBenet Ramsey.
No.
JonBenet Ramsey. No. Just fucking with their little hat.
You see?
You're bastards. I love you and I hate you.
Yeah, see that he was saying that to the girls. That's exactly what he told them.
I love you and I hate you. Why do you make me do this to you?
He's Casey
pussy
Anthony's
tight, pussy
lawyer.
Clean.
Yo, Casey Anthony. I haven't watched the documentary.
Who's Casey Anthony? The lady that killed her
daughter,
kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently some people are confused about the documentary. They're like, maybe we're on her side. Maybe she didn't know.
What didn't she know? Like, she's just a hot chick that killed her kid, right?
But the way the documentary is being, it seems like it was an accident. I didn't know.
Okay.
But I don't buy it.
I don't know. It's not an accident.
I don't buy it.
How did she kill her child?
Sexy way. No, I think the only reason why people want to forgive her is because she's hot.
Yeah.
Is she still hot, though?
Yeah. Hot people get away with a
she's
lot.
She's fuckable. She's
She's
definitely got the crazy
I
eyes.
She has crazy
everyone
eyes. Yeah,
everyone
that's what
keeps
I
on saying how hot she is. I don't.
But
even
I
remember
I couldn't
she's
get past
she's
the crazy
cute-ish
eyes. Yet. She's not. I can't get past
no,
the crazy
not
eyes.
Hot.
She's not hot. I can't get past the crazy
no,
eyes.
No, she's not hot.
That's a lunatic.
She's disgusting.
What's her body like though?
I can't get past the crazy eyes.
She's disgusting.
Yeah, in this image, she has heavy crazy.
Also,
eyes.
The child murder fucks with me. I can't.
Yeah,
get past
and
that.
Her.
Yeah, look
kid,
at those eyes, bro.
Yeah.
She's got like Alanis Morissette eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
Isn't it ironic that I look like fucking up? She's not.
I drowned my kid and then I went to the theater.
How ugly are most baby murderers that everyone is like, she's the hot one? Because I always heard she was hot and she's not.
Why are you talking?
Oh, look at her body.
You mind your damn business.
Well, this look is my business.
Show me her body. I want to see.
Well, she's stacking.
Her body isn't that good. No. It's not good enough to murder.
She ain't got a fatty.
No,
she killed another one.
Her body is hot nice enough. Tits. Her body is hot enough to smack her kid.
Yeah, she could even smack her neighbor's kid. That's as far.
But she can't murder anyone. No. If you want to murder people, fucking lose 20 pounds. Lose 20 pounds and get your tits done.
Yeah.
She can murder someone with that. that's a murder.
But I do think she does get away with it, and that's not fair in society. Because some people find her a bit more attractive. Because anyone, like if Poseidon had the same situation, he'd be in jail right now.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, they wouldn't accept. They'd be like, yeah,
I'd be getting raped in jail.
Yeah, they'd be like, it's an accident. Yeah, yeah, okay, whatever. But her, she's going out there, she's like, it was an accident.
Yeah, and she actually murdered.
Yeah, and she was looking up stuff, I heard, on her
search. Oh, shit. Oh, really?
Yeah, there was some weird shit, but they go, it's circumstantial. I don't know the fuck. But if anybody a week before they kill their kid looks at burying bodies or whatever, that should be part of the case.
Shouldn't you, though, like... Like, you shouldn't Google how to bury your kid on your own computer if you're going to kill a kid.
Who in the what now?
Right?
Right?
Sometimes the tips come up on TikTok about how to do it properly. But, you know, they happen randomly.
Even that. Like,
you got to save those videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch
them. You got to remember.
Yeah.
You have to get a good memory.
You write it down. You write it down. You don't save the video. You just write it down. You rewatch it a few times. You know, you don't like it.
If but ever, doesn't that go in your history, though?
That you watched it a few times, but you're just naturally curious.
You have to prepare yourself. Yeah. I already have an airtight alibi. If ever I do murder someone or the cops can ask, did you murder someone? I'm going to be like, look, I'm going to come clean. Poseidon did it. Everything. I think he even raped the victim. And they're like, rape the victim?
And they'll just
the victim,
play back all the
time. It was a gang of school children. I said what I said.
Exactly. And play the video of him going... She was 15.
Yeah. That's my alibi. Poseidon did it. So we haven't even said what the crime is. Just man, oh my man.
I'm upset, but it's very believable.
It's very believable. They'd be like, who's this Poseidon?
I get it.
Oh. We got a code 9.
And Poseidon is spelled P-U-S-S-Y-D-O-N.
Poseidon.
Poseidon.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, he sounds like a man. Also, if you want to follow Poseidon, his website is iamposeidon.com, /iamposeidon. But follow people that can actually give you some entertainment. Mike Ward has a Patreon page, patreon.com/suzikut. That is the home of Mike Ward's French language podcast, which is the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. Broke records this summer at the Bell Center, breaking records every week with his live streams happening Sunday nights, twice every Sunday. All the entire back catalog of Mike Ward's Suzikut episodes are available on Patreon. Head over to patreon.com/Suzikut. For my stuff, it's patreon.com/Pantelis. We've got French podcasts. We've got English podcasts. We've got podcasts with autistes. We've got grandmother podcasts. We've got Club Zeus, which is an exclusive podcast just on Patreon, but it's in French. All kinds of crazy shit. We're working on Views of a Simpleton. It doesn't stop. I'm putting up content like it's my goddamn job. So check that out. Thank you all very much.
If you want, before you go to fuck yourselves, if you want to rent...
If you want to start your own podcast.
Yeah.
bookingpodcaststudio@gmail.com. Also, there's a link on my website.
Surprisingly affordable.
Super affordable, yeah, and we're going... Affordable. We might be going 4K in there. Even though you don't need it, we might go 4K. So Booking Podcast Studio rentals for December are not available right now, but January they're starting to be available again.
Yeah, and if not, go fuck yourself.
If not, go fuck yourselves.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.